Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Genius with the End Time Men and Women of War, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministries. Just thanking and praising God this morning for another opportunity. I'm getting ready to turn it over into the hands of Prophetess Lisa Harris for our early morning prayer, Tuesday morning prayer. Thank you.
Good morning. Good morning, anti-men and women of war, global ministry, my brothers and sisters, and good morning, Apostle Dr. Deborah Daines.
Good morning.
I just thank God for another opportunity, and I thank you for affording me this opportunity to pray with and for God's people. And I just like to just start with a word of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Jehovah God, for another day of life. I just thank you, Lord, for Anti-Men and Women of War Global Ministries. I thank you for Apostle Dr. Deborah Daines and Apostle Ed Daines, her husband, Lord, Apostle Edward Daines, her husband, Lord God, and all my brothers and sisters in the ministry, the clergy in the fivefold ministry, ecumenically, and locally, oh God. I just pray that you will touch all our hearts, and I pray that you will just forgive me of all my sins, cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And Lord, I just pray for a pure prayer from the heart to touch the heart, oh God. And I pray that you, I just invite you in to this prayer meeting, Lord, to this opportunity that we are here to praise and worship you and give you all the glory. And I pray that you would just forgive every offense against heaven and earth, Lord. I pray that you would deliver us from any reproach, any reproof, and help us to become blameless, that people that don't know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will see something or hear something in our testimony, in our lives, that would encourage them that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. It's in the mighty name of Jesus that I pray and give you praise. Amen. Just want to have a little devotion and read a scripture coming from Zephaniah, chapter 3, verse 15 through 20. The Lord has taken away your judgments. He has cast out your enemy. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall see disaster no more. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, do not fear. Zion, let not your hands be weak. The Lord your God is in your midst. The mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness, and he will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. I will gather those who sorrow over the appointed assembly, who are among you to whom reproach is a burden. Behold, at that time I will deal with all who afflict you, and I will save the lame, and gather those who were driven out. I will appoint them for praise and fame in every land where they were put to shame. At that time I will bring you back, even at the time I gather you. I will give you fame and praise among all the peoples of the earth when I return your captives before your eyes, says the Lord. Amen. I have just read for you Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 15 through 20. Amen. The word of God for the people of God.
Amen.
And now we will have just a song, a praise and worship song.
Praise and worship.
Apostle, a song.
Amazing grace.
liberty.
Thank you, Lord.
Just why he came to love me so. He looked beyond
all my eyes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Love you.
All of my needs, I shall live. My eyes to Calvary, to build.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, hallelujah.
He loves me.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so glad. I don't know about anyone else this morning, but I'm so glad that the Lord God has looked past and beyond all my faults. Glory to God, because it is my express interest to serve and bless him and bless, help build his kingdom and encourage, hallelujah, his people. Does anyone have a word of prayer, a request for prayer this morning? Well, I would just go ahead and go into prayer. Lord God, I just thank you, Lord, for your kingdom. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all which is evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Lord God, I just thank you, Lord God, that for the calling of this vocation, Lord God, and I just want to pray for myself and any and my apostles, my bishops, my pastors, Lord God, those my brothers and sisters in ministry, and I pray for our families, Lord God. I pray for the marriages of the people who are serving, Lord God, and then I want to take it a little further, hallelujah, and pray for those who find themselves in leadership positions, who are the chosen ones in every pillar of our society. I pray for the politician, hallelujah, as well as the clergy person. Hallelujah. I pray, Lord God, for the educator. And I pray, Lord God, for those who serve, Lord God, in the community, making decisions and legislation. I pray for the White House. I pray for those who serve in the Senate. Hallelujah, and those who serve, Lord God, in the Republic and in any way, oh God. Lord, I pray for those who are leaders of innovation, glory to God, globally and locally, oh God. Lord, I pray for those who are sent out as ambassadors for our country, our city, and our state. I pray that those who serve as ambassadors in the political, the business arena, and every arena that will form, hallelujah, the world that we live in for today and tomorrow and those in the future, Lord God. I pray for young families. I pray for those who are starting their families. I pray for those who have just gotten married, those who look to get married. Lord, I pray for the nuclear family, Lord God, that you will let it form and stay strong. Because, Lord, when I was coming up, Lord, they used to say that the family is the core of any community and any nation. Lord God, I pray for women. I pray a special prayer for my sisters, oh God, and for myself, that you will bless us, God, to be holy, to be thinking, to be brilliant, to be faithful, to be loyal, to be after the likes of a Proverbs 31 woman, oh God. And I pray that we will be encouraged with the responsibility, hallelujah, that you have put in us, that we will be helpmeets to our husbands, good mothers to our children, and, hallelujah, good leaders and nurturers of our home and community, however far our reach is. Lord God, whoever's in our sphere of influence and affluence, Lord God, I pray for the man. Lord God, I pray for men today. I pray for the males, those who are born, oh God, to leadership, who serve in our communities. May they be Proverbs 31 husbands and men and fathers. I pray that they will be encouraged. Lord God, I pray that they will be valiant, and I pray that they will, hallelujah, enjoy the fruit of their labor and have, Lord God, encourage them with the capacity that they need to lead their home, to be prophets and priests of their home, to love their wives, and to love and care and provide for their families. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that men will just come forth in the name of Jesus, in the power of the Holy Spirit, not only men, but men, women, boys, and girls that are in the kingdom, the body of Christ, and then on the those who are going to come into the kingdom and those who serve in whatever their belief system is, Lord. But it is our hope, our express hope, that they will find the Jesus Christ, hallelujah, and him crucified, glory to God, that will prevail over any king, for he is King of Kings, and he will prevail over any lord, for he is Lord of Lords, and he's over the all the host of heaven. And I just thank you for the shed blood of Jesus. I thank you that he died on the cross to save us from our sins, the atoning blood that covers us, Lord God, even while we're in prayer, while we're praising you, while we go to and fro through our day, Lord. And I pray that you will anoint every doorpost of the people of God, hallelujah, the new Jerusalem, we're a royal nation and a holy nation and a royal priesthood. Lord God, I pray that you will continue to give us boldness and let us find refuge in your pavilion. Your name is a high tower, and the righteous run into it, and we are kept safe. It's in the mighty name of Jesus that I pray and give you praise and thanks. Amen. At this time, just want to ask if there's anyone who have a specific prayer. Okay. Well, Lord, I just want to pray special prayers for those who are in ministry. I pray. Did anyone say anything? Mm-hmm. Lord, I just want to pray for those who are in ministry. Lord God, they are answering their call. They're working to get themselves prepared for vocation. Lord God, I pray for new ministries. I pray for new associations and affiliations. Lord, I pray against the onslaught of the enemy. I pray against evil and iniquity that is set to and plotting the demise of the people of God and plotting the demise of our character. I pray that you will deal with those spirits, Lord God, according to Ephesians 6:10-20. But we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and evil wickedness in high places. I pray, oh God, for those who have been in ministry for years, that we will approach your throne room and your holies of holies in a fresh new way. I pray that you will equip and qualify us each and every day. I pray that you will help us as we are out here in the world, and we have to be practical. We have to understand how to maneuver, and I pray that you will make us shrewd as serpents and innocent as doves when it comes to sin. I pray that you will give us favor with God and man. I pray, oh God, that you will hide us behind the cross, Lord God, that the things that we may fall short of, Lord God, that they will not hinder or cause any issues in our personal lives and in the lives of others. Lord God, I pray that you will help us to be mighty in battle. Equip us, Lord God, that we may equip your saints, those who are upcoming, and encourage one the of another. Lord, I just want to pray that you will lift up and encourage those who have a bowed down head. I want to pray for those who don't have anyone to pray for them, who desire someone to pray for them, Lord. I pray that you will touch somebody right now, here locally, Lord God, internationally and globally. Someone is wishing that they had someone to pray for them, and I'm praying, Lord, that you will loose heavy burdens, set the captive free, oh God, and pull down strongholds and vain imaginations and anything that puff itself up against the knowledge of God. I'm praying for the underground church, those who don't have Bibles that they can walk around with, hallelujah, out in the day, those who may feel intimidated because they are few that are in their community or in their family. They may be the only one right now, but I pray that you will put the power of the Holy Spirit.
Come on now.
Hallelujah, when they pray, hallelujah, that the enemy will shake and run, hallelujah. Your word says that they will come one way, but they're going to flee seven. Hallelujah, and I pray that they will be encouraged. And I pray, Lord, that they will go out, hallelujah, not alone, but you said at least two by two, God. That's why I'm praying that you will equip saints who are married. And those who are not married, Lord God, I pray that you will equip us, that none will be alone traveling on these lonely highways, but byways. But if we should be, Lord, I pray that whether we are alone by ourselves, we're encamped around by holy warring angels, and I pray that if we're in a group, hallelujah, we need you in the midst, because we can do nothing without our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Father God, I pray that you, Lord God, will shake the very foundation of wickedness that comes against the things of God, the people of God, and any nation that believes in the Lord and lets their republic, hallelujah, have a resounding faith that respects the clergy, that respects the priest and the prophet, the bishop, the apostle, and the evangelist, and the teacher. I pray, Lord God, that these young people will respect their elders. I pray that men will respect women, and women will respect men, and children will respect adults, and adults will be mature, hallelujah, to be an example and be let the children understand what it is to be loved and to be respected and to be honored and to be honorable. Lord, I pray for trustworthiness. Lord God, I pray that, hallelujah, that you will give the body of Christ, hallelujah, a good name, renew our name, regenerate us, deliver us from reproach, deliver us, oh God, from any standard that's lower, hallelujah, than the high standard of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I pray for holiness, hallelujah, for strength to live perfectly in an imperfect world, in an imperfect situation, in an imperfect life, oh God, from an imperfect history and background. Lord God, I believe that you can shed hallelujah, the reproach that wants to follow us around, hallelujah, that wants to come to intimidate us. Father God, I bind up the spirit of libel and backbiting and gossip. I bind up the spirit of offense. Lord God, because you said we must be patient if we are to serve you. That means we have to be patient with ourselves. We have to be patient with our brothers and sisters as we striving along this narrow highway to serve you and to honor you and to lift up those with a bow down head, to encourage those who are rich, hallelujah, to give into the kingdom and to know that every soul has a place, to encourage the poor, hallelujah, that they don't have to be beggars, that you can perform a miracle in their life, hallelujah, that you can raise up one who will pray the prayer of Jabez. Hallelujah. I'm praying for all my leaders, oh God. I'm praying that you will encourage them in the faith. I'm praying that you will encourage them, hallelujah, in their tireless efforts to equip and qualify the saints. Hallelujah, whatever our gifts and our callings are. And I pray that you will encourage us. Hallelujah. God, that just want, hallelujah, our family to be, to abide in the shalom, the health, the wealth, and the prosperity of the true and living God, and to pray together, hallelujah, that when we go home, hallelujah, the home is kept safe, and is a sweet spirit of the communion of the Holy Spirit. I pray that when we go into the church house, that there is a sweet spirit of the communion of the Holy Spirit among the brothers and sisters in Christ. And I pray that you will give us something, hallelujah, each and every day, hallelujah, your Holy Spirit, hallelujah, that when we say things, that it will come with power and might, and that it will, hallelujah, shed down wickedness and destroy yokes. Hallelujah. I pray that we will walk in power, dominion, and authority. Hallelujah. And that we will continue, hallelujah, to enjoy the word of God. Hallelujah, that we will hunger and thirst after it. I pray that you will let us down in the deep, dark secrets of your word, that we will know how to apply it to our lives and the time and seasons. Hallelujah, how to teach it, pray it, prophesy it, and perform it. It's in the mighty name of Jesus. These are my prayers, oh God. I ask here now and forevermore, let them be set. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We morosi talaramahanda. Handorosi andaridia morose halaramorosa. Lord, I just thank you right now, God. I pray that the saints will begin, hallelujah, not to say what we don't believe in that's in this word. I pray that we will come to understand that you have equipped us with weapons of our warfare because they are mighty through God. They may not be carnal, but they are mighty through you, Jehovah God, El Shaddai, El Elohim, El Ruach. Hallelujah. Rasi andoro roshata to the pulling down of strongholds. Heleroboroshata. I call every demonic table and meeting set against the saints, plotting our demise, plotting, oh God, to try to destroy the good work that's been done. I call them into confusion. Hallelujah. You say, these things won't come upon us. Hallelujah. Some will fall on our left and 10,000 on our right, but it won't come nigh our dwelling. I pray for the ark of safety, Lord God, that you will help us, Lord God, to be able to communicate and articulate the apologetics, the way to reason with our people, the brothers and sisters, even our highest arch enemy, Lord God, in human form, Lord God, that think that we are trying to do something or they don't understand, because it takes the Holy Spirit to understand how the people of God move, because we're peculiar people. Hallelujah. And I pray for any saint. Hallelujah. I pray for anyone in the fivefold ministry gift. Hallelujah, the priest, the prophet, the pastor, the apostle, and the bishop, and the teacher, God, and all the republic who are in the body of Christ, that you will help us have a healthy mindset. Help us to understand how to live our daily lives, God. I pray I cast off any spirit that want to follow us around and attach themselves to us. Anyone, Lord, who is watching us, Father God. They want to see how what we do. Lord God, I pray that they will encounter you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, they will have a divine encounter, Father God. And I pray for our minds. Let us have the mind of Christ. I pray, Lord God, that those who are isolated, who find themselves alone, who feel that they're under too much duress and pressure, hallelujah, God, I call off those heavy burdens right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I decree and declare we have a sound mind. We have the mind of Christ. We have a brilliant mind. We have a unique mind because our mind is stayed on thee, oh God, and whom keep their mind stayed on you, you will keep us in perfect peace. It's in the mighty name of Jesus that I pray and ask these prayers. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anyone that would have a special prayer at this time that we could take before the throne room of glory?
I would like you to pray for my brother Betty.
Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we lift up this young lady's mother, Sister Betty, Lord God, Mother Betty, Lord God. I just cry out to you on her behalf, Lord God. This woman of God, Lord, I lift her up, Lord. Lord, you know her specific desires and needs, oh God. You know what's on her heart. Lord God, I pray that you just will encourage her faith. Let her be built up in her most holy faith, Lord God, and I just bind up anything, oh God, the strong man of worry. Father God, and I decree and declare peace where there is worry and concern. If Miss Betty, hallelujah, is concerned about her family, Lord God, I pray that she will begin to see the answers to her prayers. I pray that I want to stand in agreement with every prayer that's in sound judgment and approval of the heavenly host and before your throne of glory, God. I pray that this mother, Sister Betty, Lord God, that whatever influence, however far her influence and affluence is, God, that she will bring a good name and people will begin to draw to her, Lord God. You know the capacity and the strength. You know her gifts and her callings, of God. And I pray according to 103, God, Psalms 103, Lord God. Hallelujah. You don't care how old we are. We are just like babes in Christ before you. Father God, and I pray that she will be encouraged, Lord God, that no matter what, how old she is, God, and no matter what her situation is, oh God, that you can come in the midst, oh God, and perform strong power, miracles, signs, and wonders, and all her children will be valiant and virtuous. They can have a good name. They will speak to her enemies in the gate. Her husband, if she's married, can rise up and call her blessed along with her children, oh God. I want to break down any curses, any strongholds, any ancestral spirits that comes to discourage her, oh God, make her feel disgruntled. Oh, God, any sorrow, oh, God, I pray that you will touch and dry up every tear and restore it with the joy of the Lord and the joy of her salvation. It's the mighty name of Jesus that I ask and give you praise. It's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, hele robo shi andala ramahanda, yele robo roshi tandala mahoro shata. It's in the mighty name of Jesus that I give you these prayers, oh God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Are there any other prayers, any requests for prayer? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, at this time, I just want to pray, oh God, for Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans and her husband, Apostle Ed Edward Deans, Lord God. I just lift them up, Lord, and I just pray that they will be encouraged and strengthened, oh God. Hallelujah. I pray that they will have all that they need, Father God, and I pray for their children and their children's children, Lord God. I pray for their families. I pray for their loved ones, oh God, and I pray for those of us who follow them, who are encouraged and strengthened, hallelujah, in their ministry, oh God. I pray, Lord God, that you will strengthen them. I pray that they will have every resource. resource to perform and to meet every goal that you have put placed on their heart. Father God, I pray they both will be encouraged as individuals. Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans, I just want to lift her up as a woman of God. Hallelujah. A powerful woman of God, Lord. And I just thank you for allowing me to meet her and meet her husband, Lord God. And I just want to honor them and let their name be honorable, oh God. And I pray, Lord God, for all my sisters and brothers in the end time men and women of war, global ministries, Father God. I pray for their families. I pray for their marriages. Father God, I pray that they will be encouraged. I pray that you will break every yoke off our lives, oh God. I pray that you will help us to continue to strive. Any places of discouragement, any places where we are working on to overcome, Father God, I pray that you will give us witty ideas and inventions. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that whatever ministries that are in our hearts, that they will be strong and the fundamental and have a set foundation in our in the apostolic and the prophetic faith with Jesus Christ as the chief cornerstone. Father God, I pray for all our ecumenical leaders all over the world, God, because we have the influence. We have the influence, oh God. I pray that you will lift your church up, the body of Christ, that we will be influential again, that honor will come back into the household of faith, that honor will come back into our homes, that honor and respect will come out into the city streets for anyone who serves in the streets, oh God, those over our justice system, those over our political systems, those in our entertainment world, those who are reporting the news around the world, oh God. And I pray that we will not be intimidated, Lord God, to share our testimony when a good thing happens, when our children graduate. We should not feel intimidated by the enemy that we can't display them and encourage them so they can learn how to be leaders, so they can learn how to have self-confidence, so they can learn how to be godly, and they will desire to do good things and overcome things, Father God, because it is a reward. I pray that you would destroy any false paradigms that you don't reward your people, that we should be sluggish, that we should be faulty, that we should be poor, that we should be wretched, that we should not have the good things that life that you can supply. We can see the seven wonders of the world. We can travel. We go on vacation. We save money. We want retirement when we leave our jobs. Hallelujah. We want our unemployment in between, Lord God, and we desire, if we have to have whatever it is that is our portion in the society, no matter if we're priest, prophet, bishop, apostle, or we're a sister, a helper, Lord God, a brother, hallelujah. Lord God, I pray that you would destroy false paradigms in your kingdom. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that we will feel good about doing the things of God. I pray that you would destroy yokes, that we feel laborious and that we feel heavy laden and burdened. Hallelujah. And I pray, Lord God, that you will help us during the times of consecration. I pray that you will help us, Father God, to be strengthened in our faith as we fast and pray to break yokes off our lives, out of our, and destroy them. Hallelujah. At the root. It's in the mighty name of Jesus that I give you these prayers, Lord God. I entrust you with them, God. You know some of us need you for one thing while others need you for something else. And I pray that you will go into every home, Father God, and just hover over, Lord God, any confusion, any misunderstanding, any offenses, and break those jokes. I'm praying for my family, Lord God. I lift them up, Lord. And I pray that you would destroy any hardships, any sorrow and grief, oh God, any offenses, any abuses, any misuses, one of the other. Lord God, I pray that you will go to the root. Lord God, I pray that this root of offense will be destroyed at the root.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Break them yokes in the name of Jesus. This is displeasing, oh God. And I pray that they will be encouraged, that we will be encouraged, that all your people in the body of Christ, that our families will be encouraged. You say if at least one come to the kingdom, Lord, you will save our whole household, Lord. And I don't try to put, Lord God, my faith system, my belief system, and how I believe that you speak and move in, through my life. But I pray that each one of us on this prayer line, under the sound of my voice, on this live broadcast, hallelujah, that will believe with me, Father God, with for our families, our marriages, Father God, I pray that you will help us to really have a good relationship with you individually and corporately. And Lord, I pray, I just want to pray for my friend and love, Lord God, Apostle, Lord, I'm going to call him an apostle, Thomas Lee Hogan Jr. Lord, I pray that you will touch his heart, Lord God. I pray that you will bless his children. I pray that you will bless his family. I pray that you will encourage him, Lord God. And I pray, Lord God, you know what's in his life. You know what he needs. Father God, I pray that he will be encouraged, Lord God, in his business. And, Lord God, I pray that you that he will answer his calling. And I bind up anything that will stand in his way. I pray that you would protect him from his any enemies, any offenses. Lord God, I pray that you will just touch his heart and speak to him. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I want to pray and thank you for anyone that has prayed for me, Lord. In Jesus' name, I thank you and give you praise. Hallelujah. Is there any other request for prayer at this time? I just ask one more time. I just want to thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for anyone who has supported me, supported my ministry, edified me. I thank you for correction. It is good that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. Lord God, I pray that you will continue to help me to develop, Lord God. And I pray for those who are under the sound of my voice, that we will be encouraged to continue to develop, because you said precept upon precept, faith upon faith, glory to glory. I pray for the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. Help us to desire. Help me. Help us, anyone who wants to get deeper and higher in the Lord, I pray that we will be glory carriers, that when we go out and when we're in private, secret prayers, sacred prayers, Lord God, with our spouses or alone or with our children, and we anointing people, I pray that you will equip us, hallelujah, that we will walk in the prophetic and the apostolic anointing. I pray that you would just help us, Lord God, oh God, to handle the mantles and the gifts and callings. It's impossible to do this work without you. It's impossible to live holy without the Holy Spirit. It's impossible to perform and to do the things that you are calling us to do unless you're with us. Don't leave us, Lord, because you said you would never leave nor forsake us, Father God. And I thank you that you, hallelujah, transcends our trouble. You transcends our bills. You transcends any shortcomings or limitations that we have, and your work shall be done, for your word will not return unto your void. And just according to this scripture, Zephaniah, Lord God, 3:15-20, Father, I pray that you will rejoice over us. I pray that we will find favor in thy sight. Hallelujah. We're praying early. You said we seek you early while you may be found, Lord God. So when the judgment comes, we and our whole household, our families, we can escape the judgment. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every that there's no home, hallelujah, affiliated with our ministry and working in the ministry, Father God, that is without sufficient food, without sufficient resources, money, and bank accounts, hallelujah, equipment, hallelujah, and the private things, able to take care of ourselves, stay clean, stay holy, inside and out. And I pray that the beauty of the Holy Spirit will emanate from us and for us. Lord, I thank you that you go before us and your glory is our rear guard. It's in the mighty name of Jesus that I submit these prayers. In Jesus' name, bless the people of God. Hallelujah. and bless them, Lord. Encourage them in study. Someone hasn't prayed in a while. Somebody hasn't read their word in a while. I pray that you will visit them in their home. I know you can do it because you did it for me. And let them explore great possibilities, the miracle signs and the wonder and the power of the Holy Spirit in getting to know you, getting to know, accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Save, oh God. Save, oh God. It's in Jesus' name that I ask and give you thanks and praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean, I don't know if there's any other prayer I ask, but anyone that want to have a prayer request. But if not, I just thank you for this opportunity once again. You are a powerful woman of God. I respect you and your husband and the ministry, my brothers and sisters. And I just appreciate and respect all my leaders. And just ask God that you all pray my strength in the Lord.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord. We just thank Prophetess Harris for the prayer, for this prayer time. Thank and praise the Lord for the prayer time this morning. We're going to get ready to get out. God bless you all, and thank you for supporting her in Jesus' name. Amen. You all have a wonderful rest of your day. God bless you.
Okay. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you. Love you all.